realized eventually, like, oh, wait, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm not helping at all. This is, I'm going to make her, you know, and then you kind of figure it out on your own. Some people don't figure it out though.
No, plenty don't, but.
It says more about the parent though, to me, than anything. Right.
You know, my perspective is always a little weird because I am the oldest of five and I played for my father growing up and all that different stuff. And he was great with me, but I could tell when he was trying different things with me too. You know, I could tell because there were stretches where I was a huge disappointment because I was so small and he was enormous.
Yeah.
And so if I'd have a bad stretch, and I was always playing in leagues for the most part, like a lot of the travel stuff, everybody was older and a lot bigger than me, but he'd still be pissed if I were just like not playing well, but then he would try to balance it with something else. And I don't resent any of it. I mean, it was just, I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to motivate me, but it was just frustrating because I was so small. But he was always trying. And I know this sounds nuts because none of it really matters. We're talking about youth sports and all that kind of stuff, but it's for a kid that's going to play a sport for a long time and growing up, for the parents that are listening to this part of the podcast, I don't know that there's a perfect approach to it. I mean, it's a lot like coaching where you can push certain buttons, but the buttons you push with one kid are going to not work with another. Like I used to have to be yelled at. Like I'd have a bad start and my dad would call a timeout and he would lean into me and be like, so, you know, yeah, remember I told you that joke. He's like, you decided you weren't going to play well on the ride over here today, huh? Or we'd leave after a bad game and be like, you lost the game on the ride over. And I'd be like, but he was doing it to piss me off because that was the best way to get the most out of me. But I got to imagine, like, I don't know if it's different having a daughter versus having a son, but however you're trying to, like, it sounds like she's pretty self-motivated at this point. She's been playing a long time. She's really good. You know, we've talked about her a little bit here, but figuring out which buttons to push without feeling like the overbearing dad, but who's a dad who's also made a living in sports and obsessed with sports. And you spend your entire life like with these observations. It's a lot to put together in a one package.
Well, it's also a big time commitment for the parents. And that's what I would say as part of Parent Corner for the younger parents out there who have the kid who's like 6-7 is like, oh, it'd be awesome. It's a fucking commitment. Like we had a game today. It was like an hour, or Saturday was, I don't know, hour and a half there, 2 hours back. Stopped at brought my dad, stopped at Jimmy John's on the way back, had some sandwich in the car on the way home. Wall-to-wall traffic on the 405. It's like, yeah, this is like Saturday. So 7 hours, 6 hours, whatever it is. And it's like, you know, 9-10 years of it. So you want your kid to at least like what they're doing. And I think if that's
well, the hockey parents out there, like
the hockey parents is a whole other level. That's right, like, oh my God.
My greatest regret in life is not being a pro hockey player, not because of the money, but because I would have been the best guy as a retired pro hockey player. Like there's no personality group that I'd fit in with better than that group socially. They could be like, oh, yeah, Russillo, yeah, he played hockey. He was with the Canucks for a little while.
It's a different breed.
Right. And so whenever it was brought up, my father was like, first of all, the idea that you're not playing basketball and you're playing something else isn't going to happen. But then he actually said to me, he's like, you think I'm going to get up at 4 a.m. and bring you to the rink? And he's like, you're playing basketball. Like, discussion. That was the only time it ever came up.